Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Excited to have our next guest, Stephanie Dodson from Emerald Coast Coins. I'm even more excited because I get to sit here and ask all kinds of questions.
Yes.
Things I don't know.
That's all right. I'm here
hoping somebody else don't know those things either. But if you don't know something or you do know something and you want to chime into the conversation, let's not hesitate.
Yeah.
850-437-1620. Stephanie's an expert. That's why we have her here.
I do my best anyways.
I mean, I love it. She's cheerful, folks. She's smiling. You know, when she's smiling, I'm smiling. Can you just stay here all day with me?
That would make me so happy. Not go to work and let the guys take care of it. Best day ever.
I mean, hello. Sometimes a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
That's how I live my best life.
Emerald Coast Coins. We have Stephanie. Emerald Coast Coins is coins. Say that 12 times fast.
It's a tongue twister.
Coins is located at 1811 Creighton Road. Did I say that right?
Creighton Road.
I knew that was going to happen. I had a boyfriend with the last name Layton, so I should know. Creighton. 1811 Creighton Road. You can give them a call at 850-473-1515. That's an easy number.
Yes.
They're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Do you have weekend hours also?
Oh, we don't. That's the
Is the beauty of it.
Yes.
Folks, get your stuff Monday through Friday. And I think I read something 1 hour prior to close. Don't bring your
jewelry.
Do not bring your jewelry in 1 hour to close.
We have to do paperwork for the police department, and it is a very tedious job to do that. So we have to test the jewelry to see if it's what carat gold it is or silver it is, and we have to type in information for the police, like your name, address, get all kinds of like nitty gritty information on you. And then we have to type in every piece of jewelry you bring in. So it's time consuming.
And you want to go home and you're hungry.
All the things.
Or you want to go shopping or something.
Yes. All the things. And we have to do the paperwork so we make sure you're a good citizen, following the rules, and I'm doing my job so, nobody goes to jail.
I mean, you know your day is good if nobody has gone. Well, maybe haven't gone to jail.
So I don't go to jail. I will only, go to prison if I'm, like, stalking my favorite celebrity, which is Rob Thomas. So.
Is this the part where we'd be like, who? Who's that?
Who is that? Yes, I have there's only a handful of people who know. Candy.
Candy, if you're out there.
She knows.
Text in now.
We know she knows.
Candy, if you're listening.
Yep. She is my girl, and she's my OG, and she knows.
I tell you, it's going to get wild if she does text in, but
Ren's over here.
That's right. I feel like it's already getting wild
in
here. Oh, my
gosh. Definitely. I'll get in trouble from Dad for talking about him too much instead of coins.
All right. Dad, if you're listening.
Don't.
Let's just put down
the
radio. No, don't. We want you to listen.
Maybe.
We love listeners.
Yes, we do just love listeners. They can text in and ask questions. That's
right.
Totally fine.
Just, Dad, use your indoor voice.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so help me out.
Yeah.
Share the history of Emerald Coast Coin.
So my dad and his friend actually started off like metal detecting, just metal detecting buddies.
Fun.
Having fun out there and just collecting like things and stuff, and they were like, we could probably do some more with this besides just metal detecting. So they started off just like with their little corner at one of the local flea markets, and they built it from there. They built it from a little flea market into a little brick and mortar over off near CC's Pizza, which is where we stayed for quite a while. We branched off for a little while. I had a shop out in Milton. We closed that down in 2018, because we got so busy out here in Pensacola.
Listen, I just moved to Milton.
I love Milton.
So rude.
I still live it. I have to drive out here every day, so I still live in Milton.
I tell everybody I'm a Pensacolian, though, because that feels great. And just being here, like, how can you not?
I grew up around here. My dad's retired military, so veteran-owned. So we...
Veteran-owned, family-owned, dog-friendly.
Dog-friendly. Duncan's usually there every day until about noon. Dad goes home after lunch.
Well, tell me, what is
Duncan? He's retired.
Duncan.
Duncan is a German Shepherd.
Oh, my gosh. Now, traditional, like, I want to be traditional German Shepherd.
He is a long-haired Shepherd.
Ooh, okay.
So he's just fuzzy and cuddly, and you just want to squish his face.
Have you ever seen a white German Shepherd?
I have. I grew up, my shepherd was more just a tan. I grew up with a more tan, traditional shepherd, but he was more tan, a cream colored shepherd. But
we were always told to stay away from the white shepherds, but the place I used to be, I don't want to say babysat because I was probably like a teenager, not a teenager, I probably was 12. So my sitter, is that what you want to call them?
Yes.
They had a white dog across the street, and if you would be like, or you would make a cat noise,
yeah,
this dog would go wild. So I probably was told to leave the white dog alone because, well.
Yeah.
But let's get back to coins.
Oh, yeah. So, like, so we started, you know, we were over near CC's Pizza, and then Dad bought this building right up street on Creighton, and we haven't looked back since, you know. His friend and him started it, and then Dad bought the business from him, and we haven't looked back since. 22 years. We're going on 22 years.
Wow. I'm 23, so I'm just kidding.
So I'm barely.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. We're barely, you know, pushing 30. I'm good.
That should be a t-shirt. Pushing 30.
There we go.
All right, great. So tell me, give me a little bit of an overview since I'm, like, honestly, when I was a kid, I used to like to go into the bottom drawer of my mom's dresser, and if she's listening, I did not do this. It was my brother, Tony. But I would go into her dresser, and I would take out coins, and my dad collected coins, and they were in, like, beautiful sleeves with, like, velvety things, and I didn't really know what they were, so tell me.
Or the Crown Royal bags.
That, too.
Yes. So give and me they were always, like, the half dollars. We always saw, like, the half dollars, and, you know, we would always find, like, the Kennedy half dollars or the wheat pennies are the things I remember, like, seeing. And, you know, so people still come in today, and they're like, oh, you know, my dad had these or my grandpa had these. And so we would, you know, I would see all that kind of stuff growing up, too. So my dad's always had an inkling and a love for coins. And so that was the other thing that kind of brought him into, like, doing this business. My dad will be 70 this year, so he cannot sit still. Like, he's...
I love that.
He's been working since he was, I swear, probably like 14.
Do not swear, we'll have a violation.
Right? I can't say anything else, I swear. He's been working since he is like 14. He is nonstop. Even when he was in the Navy, he had another job. Like, he worked for eyeglass companies. So he's always done something. He cannot not move. He's always loved money. So that's what brought him to this.
I love money.
Yeah. He's always found it interesting. So we always, you know, saw those Kennedy half dollars, and they were always interesting, and the wheat pennies, and you can still find those in change, wheat pennies. Not so much a lot of other stuff. But we have, like, you know, those Kennedy half dollars, and people still bring them in. Now, everybody looks on Google, and they're like, well, I found this on Google, and it says it's worth, like, you know, thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars. I'm like, oh, Google's the bane of my existence.
Google is the bane of most people's existence.
Yes. So thankfully we have these books that, you know, help us show people. It's called the Red Book. So we have this book that shows most people, well, they made, you know, millions of these coins, sometimes billions of these coins. And, they, you know, most of these coins are not worth a lot of money. They're worth their face value. Some of these half dollars, however, have silver in them.
Ooh.
And some of the silver coins, like 1965 to 1970, they are worth like $3 a piece right now.
Oh, wow.
Which is better than 50 cents.
You can get 1.5 candy bars.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? I love thinking in food. That makes me so happy.
That makes me so hungry.
Yes. That is amazing.
I you know, to branch off, but it's still, we're keeping this in perspective. Do you ever buy those coins at Christmas, the little chocolate coins?
Yes.
I mean, I do. Where's the coin? The chocolate inside the coin was a little bit more, you know, escalated and upgraded in the flavor. But since I would buy them for my kids, I was like, I don't care. They loved them.
Those were always, my boys loved those too.
Yeah.
Yes, all
it's
those little chocolate.
Traditional.
Coins. It is.
But
we would buy those and the little, oh my gosh, Lifesavers. That's what we would always buy.
I love the Lifesavers. The only thing that breaks my heart is I remember what the Lifesaver books used to be like when I was a kid, and they no longer are like that.
Yes, they're not anymore.
Makes my heart sad. Same. Lifesaver, shame on you.
Yes. So we would, you know, we talk about those. Morgan and Peace dollars, which are some of the older dollars. Like we not everybody, but we'll call about the Eisenhower dollars from the 1970s. And they're like, I have silver dollars. Those traditionally are not silver, but the silver dollars from like the 1800s, early 1900s, 1921, 1922, those are silver, and those are super cool. I call that cowboy money.
Yahoo.
Right? And I talk about, I'll correlate things a lot to movies, which my dad's like, that's just because you watch too much TV. Yeah. Whatever. It is what it is. Like Tombstone. I'm like, you know, this is like Tombstone, like the movie Tombstone or whatever. Like, you know, we have currency in the store from, you know, foreign countries or old big notes that they used back in, you know, the Confederate currencies we have in the store, currency that has Hawaii written on it from the Hawaii notes. So like if you watched a movie like Pearl Harbor and they're like in this fight scene, you see them bitten with the Hawaii notes on it.
That's awesome.
So like I like correlate things to movies that people might have seen. They're like, oh, I did see that.
It also helps you remember things.
It really does.
Got to make a relation, especially. Not that I'm getting older, but as I get older, I have to make things relational just so I remember them.
Yes. A lot of kids, too, they, it's like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, a movie, that Harry Potter movie. There's a little, I think it's called like a Niffler. He chases after a little silver dime, and we have that dime, you know, we have barber dimes in the store, and that's the little coin he chases after in the movie. So I, you know, I can say like, look, this is what that little Niffler thing was chasing after. And they're like, no way. So like, that's just another way to get kids.
I was just going to say,
coins. How
do you get that next generation? Let me tell you, we're talking with Stephanie Dodson. So excited. Emerald Coast Coins, 1811 Creighton Road. 850-473-1515. They are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Don't think about going on Saturday. Don't think about going on Sunday because Stephanie is petting her dog and doing all the things. She's watching her favorite actor. Who was that again?
Oh, well, Rob Thomas is a singer. But
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Celebrity. We're just going to stick to the coin.
That's it. Somebody.
You are listening to News Talk Radio. I'm Jess. You have any questions? I hope you will join us in the text line. 850-437-1620. Send a question to Stephanie. She's an expert.
I can do almost all things, yeah.
It's great. So besides coins, what are other things that you deal in?
So we do mostly coins and currency. We do buy sterling flatware. So like oddly enough, you know, coins, currency, we do the bullion, gold and silver. People like to buy, you know, we do like... silver eagles is a big thing that a lot of people will purchase any time of year for birthdays, holidays, graduations. That's one of the biggest things that people like to come in and buy, which everybody right now is buying just gold and silver, I guess, in general. So gold's up. It's the highest it's ever been. Gold prices today are like $2,466.
Wow.
So that's one of the highest prices like ever.
But don't come in thinking that's what you're going.
That's true.
Be fair.
Yeah. Don't come in thinking, hey, like if I'm selling something, I'm not, you know, that's not necessarily what I'm going to sell it for. Or if I'm going to buy something, that's not the price I'm going to, you know, there's premiums for everything.
Right. We have limits.
So
boundaries.
Everywhere, you know, anywhere you go, whether you do it online or at my store, or any other store, you know, there's always going to be a premium, give or take, you know, plus or minus.
Right.
Same thing for silver. Silver is not at its highest price. It's around $30. Back in 2010, 2011, it got up to $50 for 10 or 15 minutes, and then it dropped like, you know, 15%, 25%, like, you know, almost instantly. But so it was higher once before. It has not reached that point again. Will it? I don't know. Maybe.
It's hard to, we can be predictable, but we cannot.
We cannot be that predictable.
We don't want to be liars.
No.
I always want to be right.
I always want to be right. That's why, girl, I don't make promises that I cannot keep.
I love that. So obviously you must have a lot of customers that have been patroning your business for as long as it's been open.
Yeah.
You have top-notch customer service. What would you say, like, your claim to fame when it comes to customer services?
We try to be honest with everybody, I think, is our biggest thing. We try to be super honest with everybody. We tell them, you know, to shop around. They don't have to, you know, we can give them our prices with whatever it is. And they are more than welcome to shop around. And if they want to come back and shop with us, they can. We just give them our honest opinions. We're here to educate first and be honest and fair. And, you know, 9 out of 10 times, everybody comes back.
What more can you ask for? Veteran owned.
Yep.
Family owned. Mm-hmm. Dog friendly.
Dog friendly.
And dedicated to honesty.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yep.
we don't always like the truth, but I think we like the, we don't like the opposite side of that first.
Exactly.
So you can't argue with the truth.
I agree with that too. You can't argue with the truth. Sometimes I am a dream crusher, which sucks too, but you know, I feel
like today is the day of t-shirts that need to be made. I am a dream crusher.
I would love that.
There could be a little button on the shirt that you play the music in the background. I am a dream crusher. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, that would be great. That would be so great. I have a pin that says that, dream crusher.
Oh my gosh. If I was a teacher, no, I'm just kidding. If I was a principal.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that would
yes.
be great.
That, yeah.
We do. My dad does have a no button in the store. And it says, you know, it says no. So, which he can't use it on me. When I bought it for him, I told him he couldn't use it on me. But it says no all different ways.
Does he use it?
A lot of other people use it. He doesn't use it. He's not allowed to use it on me.
That's right. No.
So it's fun.
So being unfamiliar with the area still, living in my bubble, but I'm expanding it each and every day thanks to people like you. Thank you so much for coming in. Are there other, what sets you apart from other coin shops in the area? That you're veteran owned.
Yeah, we're veteran
owned. Family owned.
We like to have a good time. We're fun. I have not been to a lot of the other coin shops, so I could not say.
You just answered the question the best way possible.
Okay.
Do you have some, you obviously have some lifelong customers that have come in that
yes.
you just must, they must come in sometimes even when they don't have business to do because
100%.
They just love the environment.
Yes.
That is great.
That would be, yes. We have a lot of people that come in every day just to say hello, whether it's just to see us or to see the dogs. So whichever the case may be, we have a lot of lifelong customers that will come in all the time.
Are you coffee friendly? Can I grab a coffee and come in and pet some dogs and talk some coin shop
yeah,
with you?
Yeah, definitely. Always.
That's even better. You're friendly. I can drink my coffee. I can pet a pup.
Yeah, sometimes people just come in just to see Duncan and get a hug from Duncan because they need it.
I love that.
They need it.
I love that so much. That's great. You are listening to Pensacola Expert Panel. Stephanie Dodson from Emerald Coast Coin with me today. They are on Creighton Road. Shoot me the numbers again.
1811 Creighton Road. Our phone number is 850-473-1515. And we're just right past the Lanier Light. We're basically smack dab in the middle of Creighton.
I like that. Smack dab in the middle.
Yep. Stuck in the middle again. Isn't that a song?
We're going to go. I think so. I create songs sometimes. I hear them.
Yeah.
I am going to head over to the text line because I see that somebody has sent a message.
Perfect.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hey.
I have a good number of coins. Been saving for many years. Some in books, some loose. How do you get an idea of the value without getting taken advantage of? Do I need a catalog and check value prior to visiting a shop like yours?
Ooh, that is an excellent
question. This looks like it came from Indiana, but I'm sure they're from here because everybody has a phone number from another place. But I would say first go to Emerald Coast Coins.
So a catalog doesn't hurt. You can always get, there's a book out there called Coin World that you could get like in probably like Books a Million. It's going to give you high retail prices. And if you're not sure how to grade coins, so you're that's going to make it a little difficult for you. And then you can definitely come into a shop like mine and just sit down and talk with me about them. To sit down and look through your coins, you know, again, it's free information. We just sit down and go through your coins together. And I have the same book I just talked to you about. I have that book, but I use a dealer pricing guide that will be a little bit more realistic than the retail pricing guide. But we can sit down and go through them together. Information's free, so we can go through them together, and I can help you sort through your coins, and we can work it out together. And I can give you information more better,
more better.
More better.
This is not
better than
this is not a phonics or a
right
reading.
Better than Google, but. Coin World is a book I think you can get at like Books a Million or something like that. That would help you. Or the Red Book is another book, like I was talking about, that you could pick up either at my store or at places like Books a Million or Barnes & Noble to help you kind of look up your coins and see their retail values and just help move you along in the right direction to kind of see their values. And then you can come in and ask questions, and then we can work through it together.
And you can ask questions today, 850-437-1620. Now, I have a question.
Sure.
Is there a particular time of day and or week? Yeah. She's smiling. She's like, not that question.
No,
but
okay.
is there a particular time if I wanted to come in that, well, one, if I wanted to come in and be low-key and not too many people around because I'm a little embarrassed that I don't know a whole bunch about coins, when would that be, and when would a good time be to come in when I want to be part of the party?
So lately, Mondays have been the craziest. When I say we have been buying collections like crazy recently, it seems like Mondays have been that day. Any other day, it's a crapshoot. It really is. We have been so crazy busy lately.
Your guess is as good as mine, right?
That's basically it. Lunchtime usually picks up because everybody's on their lunch break, so they all rush in to get their business done during that lunch hour. So between like 11:30 and 2 is when everybody's rushing in to do their stuff. But, you know, Mondays, everybody's rushing in from the weekend to get their things done.
I would imagine any time is a good time because it sounds like when you go into Emerald Coast Coins, it is always going to be a good time.
It's fun.
I might just leave right now and head over there.
Yeah.
You can take over the rest of the show.
I got it.
She's got this.
Thanks, Mike.
That's great. Oh, we have another one.
Yay.
It's from our same person. Thanks, Stephanie. I appreciate your advice, and I will have to stop by and get your help, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Stephanie would love for you to stop in.
Definitely.
Be sure to mention to Stephanie when you stop in that you...
Yes, let me know that you talk to us on the show so I can know for sure. Thanks, Mike.
That is excellent. So much fun.
Ooh. Yeah, that was so much fun.
Anything else exciting happening? Anything upcoming?
Let's see. I know we have coin shows coming up, and when I do, I try to post them on our Facebook page. So we do have a Facebook page. It's called Emerald Coast Coins, and you can see the picture of my dad's little girls that we used to have. That it's been almost, it would be a year in November that we lost them, but they're still on our Facebook page because they're our babies.
Oh.
And we miss them.
All right, I'm going to head back over. Bruce sent us in a question. Does the value of coins always appreciate, or can the value depreciate?
So that's subjective. A coin will definitely depreciate if you clean it. So we can definitely start there. Don't ever clean a coin. Leave it the way it is, 100% always.
Really?
Yes, don't clean a coin.
Keep it dirty. Keep your coins
keep it dirty.
Dirty.
A coin, it can appreciate. I guess it can appreciate depending on what's going on with the market and with the world, I guess, with what's going on with the markets in the world. Like a lot of coins right now, gold and silver, gold is up. So a lot of gold coins are still, I'm just going to use gold as an example. Gold's up right now. So a lot of gold coins are higher. However, like some gold coins a year ago, I would have paid more for, because their prices, you know, people weren't wanting them were wanting them more. Now we're paying back for it because everybody's dumping a lot of stuff into the market right now.
Gotcha.
So it's super subjective.
So it always is.
It's really it's super like if somebody is dumping a lot of the same coin into the
they're flooding it.
Yep, exactly.
Makes complete sense. Makes complete sense. You know what else makes sense is heading over to 1811 Creighton Road. Emerald Coast Coins. Ask for Stephanie. What is your dad's name? Do we want to bug him too?
But Greg is my brother, and Steve is only there only sometimes.
Steve, we love you though. But Greg, we're going to bug you too.
Yeah.
So Stephanie or Greg, let him know that you heard about Emerald Coast Coins right here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. Thank you so much for taking a listen.